Nick, at your convenience, you can show the paintings to the Zoom group. I think it could be difficult as I proceed for you to imagine what's going on here without seeing something. And you're getting a picture of the Wemmicks now. They are wooden people, as you will see. And the next picture is of the man who created them. His name is Eli. He sits above their village. The Wemmicks go around handing stars for good things and dots for bad things. And we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I want to introduce this book. It's written by Max Lucado. And if you were here 20 years ago or so, when we first started coming to this place to meet, you heard Larry Chartrand read the book. And it so touched me that I went right out and bought it. And at my first opportunity, read the book to my grandkids. It was a great lesson for me, and I think it was a good lesson for them. And if you know Max Lucado, you know he's a special guy. After this short reading, believe me, it's short, it's just 10 or 12 minutes, we'll have a discussion. So be clued, be ready, okay? The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses, others had large eyes. Some were tall and others were short. Some wore hats, others wore coats, but all were made by the same carver. And all lived in the village. All day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of gray dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then when he would try to explain why he fell, he would say something silly. And the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid that he'd do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water. And then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people would come up and give him one for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had a lot of dots. He felt better around them. One day he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers, it's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star, but it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot. It wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there. And with that, the Wemmick who had no stickers turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself. He decided to go see Eli. So he walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here. And he turned to leave. Then he heard his name. Punchinello? The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name? The little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the gray dots. Looks like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you are pretty special. Every day I've been hoping you'd come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who had no marks, said Punchinello. I know, she told me about you. Well, why don't the stickers stay on her? The maker spoke softly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. Well, I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will. But it'll take time. You've got a lot of marks. For now, just come to see me every day. And let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart, he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. So that's Max Lucado at his best, in my opinion. Jesus made a big deal about the children in a couple of places. You've heard these verses before from Matthew. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Now, I see Punchinello as a child, partly because Eli called him child, and partly because the little painting in here shows him as a small creature. So I have a question for you. Why do you suppose Max Lucado pictured Punchinello as a child?
We learn better as children. We're always called who we made child.
Good.
We're always a child, yeah.
What did the trick for Punchinello? What finally turned him around so that his dot fell off? Do you remember? What had Eli said to him?
He believed what Eli had said to him, that he loved him. I think when you talk about child, I mean, that's the parallel would be we are children of our heavenly father. We are children of our.
What evidence do we have that Jesus loves us?
This group, that's it. The fact that we got up this morning, that we could look out and see this beautiful day.
A new heart
of grace. King, Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his love for us. Not while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Activity.
Yeah, I got a great letter from God. You guys have it too. It's the Bible. Great love story. And, certain passages I go to frequently because I need to be reminded that I am his beloved.
I'm glad you brought up the Bible because I I want to, for just a moment, dwell on a word that's in the Bible, the Old Testament. It's a Hebrew word. And several months ago, I spoke here and I emphasized the word. The word is hesed. H-E-S-E-D. And in the last year or two, it's been emphasized by some authors, including Michael Card, who wrote a book called Inexpressible Love. In the Old Testament, the word hesed, because it's Hebrew, when it's translated, people are usually translating from the Greek, just skip over it and substitute the word loving kindness or eternal love or some other word like hesed. But let me give you a modern expression, definition of the word hesed. If you go to Google and look up hesed, you'll find there is an organization of people who are pushing the use of the word hesed because it is so deep to some people, including me. Here's their definition. Hesed, the consistent, ever faithful, relentless, constantly pursuing, lavish, extravagant, unrestrained, furious love of our Father God. I love that definition. Sounds like he really means it. If I could pick out one of my faults, one of them would be that I don't look hard enough for Jesus in my everyday life. I get too busy with things that are not important. But if I did, and to the extent I do, I know I'll find him because he's looking for me furiously. Max Lucado followed Jesus' example instead of just preaching of telling a story. Jesus did that well, as you know. We don't forget his stories. In fact, every time we read them, we get something new and better. And I appreciate him a lot. A great philosopher once said about one of the points raised in the story, our worst fault is our preoccupation with the faults of others. Mm-hmm. So if you don't remember anything else from that, I think you can realize it.
That's what's going on right now. We've spent too much time thinking about this. Country's so split. We fight amongst ourselves all the time.
I agree. By emphasizing our faults, we also magnify them. And I'm personally getting tired of discussions about faults that people tell me I have that I don't think I have. I got plenty of faults. I can recognize them. But one of them is not any kind of racist feeling. Don't tell me I'm a systemic racist. I am not.
That's too prevalent. Yeah. Amen.
So anyway, thanks to Larry Chartrand, you know who he is, he's the neck rubber, you know, who first introduced this book. He may be on the Zoom by telephone, I don't know. And hi, Larry, if you are. So anyway, thank you for your time, brothers.
Amen.